Shane Hickey is a Kyogle dairy farmer from New South Wales. Shane, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, we were interested to see today that Woolworths has decided that it's going to dump the $1 litre a milk, $1 a litre milk. Farmers, of course, battling droughts and floods and flat milk prices, Woolworths have made this announcement saying that the price rise which will flow will go directly to farmers. These cut price products have been widely regarded as a blow to struggling farmers. So will the dumping of dollar a litre milk be welcomed, do you think, by farmers or treated with suspicion?
A bit of both, actually, probably 50-50, because every announcement that's been before, there's always conditions. We're going to do this, we're going to do this, but. And when I've looked into it this morning, there's only the Woolworths farmers, they're going to get an extra 10 cents a litre. You go, yep, sweet, farmers are going to get 10 cents a litre extra. It's cool. But there's only about 450 farmers, Australia-wide, that's going to get that. The other 6,000 won't get it.
Why?
Because they don't supply milk to Woolworths. They're not supplying milk to the home brand product that's going directly to Woolworths. So they won't receive it. So the other 6,000 don't get it. So less than 10% of Australian farmers will benefit from this publicity stunt, whatever you want to call it. And there's no guarantee that the other supermarkets will follow. None whatsoever.
So the other supermarkets are continuing to sell dollar a litre milk. So this is about making yourself look like a hero without actually losing much at all.
Well, I think Woolworths put the 10-cent levy on and they continued it and they realised that people were prepared to pay it. People were prepared to pay more than the 10 cents because they understand that farmers are doing it really tough. And they've gone, well, we'll just keep it going. So all they're going to do is take off the bottles. They're just going to take drought levy off and it's just going to be their standard thing. So it's not going to cost them anything.
Now, Shane, we've contacted you because you're the farmer who actually initiated this demand for a 10-cent levy. How did that go?
It went, for the Woolworths farmers, there was only about 200 Woolworths farmers that are getting it, and they've done pretty well. They've been getting, so far, they're probably getting in excess of 15,000 since the levy first started.
Well, that's wonderful.
Well, it is. The Coles farmers, the Coles spread it over 630 farmers, and they got about $6,000 each.
Right.
A load of hay costs close to 15,000.
Yeah.
And some farmers are going through two loads of hay a month.
Yeah.
So when you look at it and you go, oh, yeah, cool, but Coles cut it off at the end of December. 31st of December, they said, that's it, no more, sorry.
Really? So are they still imposing the levy?
No, no. 31st of December, Coles cut it off. Woolworths continued it. Coles cut it off and then took another month before they gave the money out. Woolworths was initially giving the money out monthly in their milk check directly to the farmers, where Coles, you had to wait and wait and wait and wait. So, yeah, then Coles cut it off and supposedly we're not in a drought anymore because there's no drought levy.
So how will this impact on you?
Won't help me at all. Not one bit.
No.
Our milk company doesn't supply Woolworths with their home bred products, so we will not receive any benefit at all. There's only, as I said, 450 farmers approximately in the whole of Australia that will receive any benefit from this publicity stunt, whatever you want to call it, to help them out. And it's not that much. Like, I think the average farmer is getting only about $3,000 a month at the moment. That doesn't cover their input costs at all.
Yeah. Woolworths say that they will continue to re-divert the price rise from their milk to the farmers. They say that it'll stop selling it for a dollar a litre. The 2 to 3 litre bottles will rise by 10% to $2.20 and $3.30 respectively, but the price increase will be handed over to farmers in full. That's not a bad offer, is it?
Well, that's pretty good, but I think part of the reason behind it is that the company supplying them, Parmalat, for example, is running short of milk, a massive shortage of milk. So at the moment, because they've got these contracts with the supermarkets, my milk company's the same, they will cut the small guys short first to supply the contracts to the big supermarkets.
What do you mean?
So, for example, the milk company at the moment, the $1 litre milk, the milk company will bottle that milk first to supply Woolworths, before they bottle their own branded product to go to mum and dad's store. So they will lose money and give them the cheap stuff before they bottle the good stuff for everybody else.
What do you think about that?
I think it's wrong.
Yeah.
Totally wrong. I know shops have been cut short. Mum and dad corner stores have been cut short on product because they don't have it, because they have to supply the supermarkets because they're under contract, and if they don't supply, then there's penalties. And I think that's wrong. Totally wrong. That these milk companies say that they're broke. There's a reason why you're broke. You're supplying something to somebody for nothing,
yes,
and you're not giving anything to anybody else. Like,
yeah,
business tactics and normal business procedures don't play out. And the government should step up and fix it, because it's not going to solve anything. More farmers are going to keep shutting down. There's going to be a bigger milk shortage. It's not going to end pretty.
Yeah, at some stage, you can only get blood out of a stone for so long, Shane Hickey. And while I'm talking about that, I see that the Australian Academy of Science has released its report into the fish kill today. And it says the root cause of the fish kills is there's not enough water in the Darling system to avoid catastrophic decline of the system through dry periods. And it has pointed to excessive diversion of water for irrigation.
Yeah. anybody in Australia knows that you put some money aside. If you've got some money, you can put it aside for the bad times. If you've got rainwater tanks on your farm, you make sure that they're full all the time to keep that water there just in case, because you never know when it's going to be dry. But the government just sold it off, got rid of it for a quick cash income to keep their lobbyists happy and everything else like that. And now these townships are running out of water, the fish are dying, and now there's no irrigation water for a lot of these people. The forward site planning just wasn't there at all. And you can't just dam up rivers and take whatever you want. That's just not how it works. Like, we're all in this together. We should be all sharing it together. And nobody should be completely suffering. But greed comes into it. And people just take too much.
What would you like to say to the Agriculture Minister, David Littleproud, and to Barnaby Joyce, who was Water Minister for some time?
Oh, that's a disaster and a half. Anyway, why the hell did they let all the water out of the Menindi Lakes? Like, yeah, okay, it was going to evaporate and you were going to lose some. But why not think ahead? Like, you're in business. You must think ahead. You must be two steps ahead all the time to make sure that you're not going to lose. Well, you can't say that there's not going to be a drought. You're not going to say this. Why let all that water and just go out to the ocean and let it go, pour it down the drain? They didn't have to. I'd love to know why they let it out, for start. And I know there was reasons where the people were going to buy it and use it for irrigation, but short-term gains have now ended up in long-term pain. And it's just mismanagement, total mismanagement of the whole system. So, yeah, I just think it's ridiculous, really. And, yeah, for these people to be down those lakes and have all that rotten fish and then have no water for their township because they can't drink it because it's basically polluted now because it's dead, blue-green algae and everything in it, just crazy. And maybe the politicians need to be actual farmers instead of actually lawyers and accountants, and then they might actually know how to handle their products better.
Shane Hickey, thank you for speaking to us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Shane Hickey, Kyogle dairy farmer from New South Wales. Yes, that story coming through this afternoon that Woolworths has announced it will stop selling its controversial dollar a litre milk at its supermarkets. It says this will help farmers. Is this a long-awaited reform or marketing spin, which is too little, too late?